Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, there's the potential need at shortstop and center field, but what made this the time for Tucker and Reynolds?
The need for center field and shortstop, quite frankly.
Next guys up, basically.
Next man up, absolutely. You have conversations, you have perfect plans, and then you have plans, and then you have opportunity, and let the kids play.
I've heard that.
It's the first time I've said it. Or we could go with new kids on the block. There you want, whichever one you want to use.
This is looking too far ahead, I guess. But is this kind of a feel out with Kolchak to get a sense of where he might fit in the future, or could there be a possibility this could be a longer term?
That's really great thinking, Rob. And I don't have any, I haven't given any more thought than that. Nobody has in our organization. We tried to figure out what was best for the club right now. And then we'll see how it plays out daily. That is our intent. That's our mindset. Because I know there's people that say this wasn't the right time. We wouldn't have been calling him up for any other reason other than the sequence of events. It hasn't been one.
Right.
It's been multiple. And we'll just see where it can take us. I don't think the opportunity here, though, the experience both these men are going to gain is going to do nothing but benefit them in the long run, though.
You think that they have, you wouldn't have done it if you didn't think they have a good mindset where not a ton of AAA experience to be called and thrust in this kind of position to be able to handle that, all that comes with it, the hype, the expectations, whatever you want to call it.
That's where you rely upon your player development staff and your people down there that make these evaluations that have helped raise these kids. One's been our organization since he signed. One's been in the organization for a couple of years now that we've watched grow and develop and become a Pirate. And we feel good about the young men that are in the uniform, the way they've carried themselves, the thing they've learned through regular season play, through AFL play, through spring training with us as well. So, yes, we feel good about giving them this opportunity and see where it takes us all. I mean, we're all going to learn from it.
How about Elias and Stallings? Is there any movement with those two guys?
We'll have some conversation after you all leave my office. Just because they both, Elias just walked in a little bit prior to that. His time was up, and he's done his work, and we'll see what our next move is made based on some information we're still accumulating in some other areas.
Quinn, what excites you about what Cole Tucker brings to the table?
The player, as far as the skill set at shortstop, he shows the dependability. There's some range, there's some long levers. The switch hitter in the box, the speed factor, the base runner. So the baseball awareness, the infield IQ, things like that. He's been a good leader every level that he's played at. So we got to see glimpses of it in spring training, which is a completely different animal than this, but we're going to see the opportunity for him to get out and play now. And I've had an opportunity to talk with both of them this morning when they came in, and parents are in flight. It's a special day. It's a fantastic day. What other job employment do you have where your first day at work, your mom and dad can come watch you? You think about it. It's pretty unique. And he's a guy that we've watched grow up right in front of us.
Mm-hmm. There's a story that Kenny Rosenthal wrote a few days ago where some people say now that, you know, managers rare in this game anymore. But you can make so many, you know, you can fill out lineup cards and shifts and all that with stats and computers and machines. But in a situation like this where you have a starting outfield that potentially is a couple of guys you thought might be an indie at the start of the year, and maybe like a guy like Chuck or somebody you didn't even meet until spring training, is that really when the role of the manager is kind of underscored as the guy who kind of has his hand on the wheel and kind of gets a team through this kind of situation?
I think in the past few days we've kind of talked about that, and I said there's times when that dugout guys, they look at somebody who's got their hands at 10-2. Mm-hmm. Where's the North Star? Who's leading this thing? This doesn't look right. This doesn't feel right. And if you can look to somebody, and I had those men in the dugout when I was playing, you look down there and say, you know what, we're going to be all right. Whitey's got this. He's done it before. He's got the experience to navigate through this. Mm-hmm. And I've always been of the belief, whether you're a coach or whether you're a manager or an older player, that times like these are when you show up. Times like these, when the game is being played by these guys and it makes it look so easy, that's when the times you do need to stay out of the way and let them play. There's times like this, though, where there's a lot, it could be some anxiety, there could be some uneasiness, that the voice of reason or somebody with some experience can hopefully help and be a benefit.
Do you have Frazier available today?
Still working through that. He's available to eat breakfast.
That's the most important meal of the day.
Yes, sir. That's what I told him. I said, I think we're on to something right here.
Clint, I apologize if this was the first question, but have you heard anything on Starling or Eric?
I have not. Todd's going to speak.
Todd's going to talk after this.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Todd's going to speak to you all. Update.
Reynolds has proved himself capable of handling center field on a regular basis, from your understanding, right, based on his work in the minors?
Yes, and based on the limited short look that we did have in spring training, we had him in center field. He's got usable speed. He's got some range. He's got a strong throwing arm. So, yes.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.